Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I'm out of breath. We have Chick McGee over there. He lives here. We have great guests in the studio, including a comedian and actor, Jamie Kennedy, comedian and actor, Brian Scalero. They're both here. I can see them.
Yes.
And I caught the tail end of a conversation when I walked back into the studio. Apparently, you guys both auditioned
for the same thing,
the same show. But let's just say you are different types.
Yeah.
One of you is slightly heavy set, bearded Italian.
Well, he was saying, tell him your story.
It went very well. It was the only standing.
What was the show? Can you say the name of the show?
I don't think there is a name yet.
Okay,
it's the new Matt LeBlanc show.
All right,
CBS.
Guaranteed six episodes.
Six on air.
Yeah, it went. The audition couldn't have went better.
Really?
But they want a celebrity.
Oh,
so okay. It's all like you find out later that they had an offer out, and this was all just a waste of time to wear down what they call an option.
So you thought you were going to get the
well, I thought. I mean, listen, when you got a standing ovation in an audition, which never happens, you're like, well, that went well.
Oh. Nice.
Now, I auditioned for that same show.
Different part or same show?
Different part, probably.
And, brother? Was it a brother?
Wait, was it the handyman?
No. Well, it was a brother.
It might have been his brother.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
they are.
I think I auditioned for the same role. They didn't really know what they were looking for.
Yeah, they didn't know. And
one of the brothers was hot.
But can I say, appreciate it. I'll let me and Brian draw straws for that. But wait, can I tell you, he had a standing ovation.
Not from everybody.
If the standing ovation, I don't know what I can say with the dumb button, is a penis. It went inside them. I had the opposite of that. The polar ice caps,
inverted.
The opposite of melting. They got colder. I was like, what do I... I couldn't have gone worse. And it was me. And it was like six dudes from TV that, you know, that have been in time. And we're all sitting there going, what are we doing? Yeah. We're in our 40s. Yeah. It was like,
oh, that's sad.
Well, because we were all just like, which one of us is going to like F the other one over to get the six eps, you know? But literally, it's funny how these things
work. Our friends Mark Gross and Tommy Jonigan are writing on that show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God. Don't tell him. Don't tell him I said that story.
No.
I was telling him how.
Mark was one of the executive producers of Mike and Molly.
Yes.
And the great stand-up.
The business has changed so much. Like, you guys are talking about Bowfinger, and I'm so lucky to be part of it. And, like, I auditioned for it a few times, but my final audition of Steve Martin, Frank Oz, Brian Grazer, three Titans.
Wow.
And at the end, Frank's like, Steve, you want Jamie to be your assistant, best friend in the movie? He's like, yeah, I like the kid. And I got the job in the room.
Wow.
And now I'm talking to Brian. It's like if I like audition for like a guest spot on Blackish, it's like, could you do that in an Australian accent? But what's your? I mean, it's like so beyond overthought. Moesha's coming back. Okay, can Jimmy play a cab driver? I mean, like, it's so annoying.
Well, you beat me to a part. Entourage, remember you played the voiceover guy.
A Dice.
Yeah, I read for that. So you beat me.
Are you mad about that?
No. I'm not mad. I'm just conversating.
That's crazy. See how
you
small
son of a bitch.
I know, at Dice. That's when I was with, playing Dice.
Yeah, playing Dice.
That was a fun part.
Yeah, I read for that show like eight times. They never hired
You never
me.
Got it.
Nah, I looked too much like Turtle. They didn't want another Turtle. Sorry, so I'll do the fat jokes myself, okay? They'll lay there flat when I do them.
Turtle's got fat Sal's now, by the way.
What?
It's not a bad sandwich. Turtle has a sandwich shop in L.A. called Fat Sal's.
Oh.
It's not a bad sandwich.
What a weird way to go in the world of showbiz.
No, it's a side hustle.
The fat guy from Borat has a sandwich place. Jew. He has an Jew place.
He does.
In the Kodak Theater.
J-U-S.
It's called The Dip.
A-U-J-U-S. I want to be clear.
It's not
right, Jew.
No, but I mean, it's not like a kosher deli.
Oh, my God. I want to clarify. It's not all Jews.
Okay. No. I'm saying. I
think from Jew. The Jewish dip.
This is radio.
You guys ever have orange juice? That's stupid.
So what we were talking about was Jamie Kennedy was saying at his last audition, he actually walked the crowd.
Yes. Beyond that. I didn't even get the CBS parking pass. It was on Radford. You know that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, let's get back to we have barely heard any news out of Christy Lee, so let's give you a shot here, Christy.
Give me a shot. An employee of the Intel company's New Mexico plant is suing in federal court after someone allegedly pinned a kick me sign to his back.
That's a federal crime.
And then more than one person actually kicked him. Harvey Palacio claims two Intel employees, including a senior staff member, kicked him.
Damn it, Harvey.
The two have been fired, but Palacio is claiming that Intel did not do enough to stop employees from harassing him.
That's a federal crime?
Apparently.
Kicking somebody?
Well, it's a battery charge, I would think.
No, but the people that they're what? Who's he suing? He's suing the company because the someone.
Because the employees kicked him.
Was the CEO supposed to be running around every day to see if anybody's pitching it? You know, compensate me now, sign on his back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Really? Everything is a federal crime.
Here's a story for our guests.
What's that?
Two Colorado startups are infusing coffee with marijuana.
There we go. Ah.
Neither of the products, though.
How did you know?
I just had a feeling. I have a feeling about these things. Neither of the products, though, will get you high. They're infused with the non-psychoactive compound of the cannabis plant.
So what's the point?
CBD, which comes from hemp. It's called cannabidol.
Cannabinoid.
Cannabidol.
Yep.
How'd you know that?
Oh, I read about it on the internet.
Native Jack is canning a cold brew Thai-style beverage with spice, condensed milk, and cannabis, while Steep Fuse is selling cannabis-infused roasted beans. By the way, a can of Native Jack will cost $10. A pound of Steep Fuse beans will set you back $75.
So what are the benefits?
What's the point?
Good point. I have no idea.
Why not just pour bong water in your coffee? I mean,
I think they're just trying to show that's a good point. I think they're trying to show the other points of
the other uses of cannabis.
Like, okay. Gotcha.
It's like I'm Woody Harrelson building that rope thing.
Right.
Which brings me to hemp. Colorado is now high on hemp. State ag officials showing off the first certified domestic seeds for marijuana's industrial cousin. The seeds produce plants that are so low in THC they don't get you high. Farmers in 29 states that allow hemp production will be able to buy these seeds starting next year. They will sell for $1 a piece. Hemp and its oil are used in the production of everything from clothes to cosmetics.
Primarily hacky sacks.
Do they put hemp seeds in
hacky sacks? I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't understand the first story. Why would you put pot in coffee when it does? If it doesn't have
maybe
any,
maybe it tastes good.
They
I don't
say
know.
There's other say there's effects
other benefits.
To it.
Like healing agents or
maybe? Healing agents.
No, it'll make your diarrhea more interesting. I suppose.
What?
What's not potentially? What's,
I don't know.
We're on a subject I know a lot.
I don't get diarrhea from my coffee. I don't know what you're drinking.
You're not drinking enough coffee.
Here's what's happening. This is what's happening. Pot is the new bacon. It's jumping the shark.
It really
there's now bacon everything, and there's pumpkin spice everything, and now there's pot everything. Pot is supposed to be pot. It's not supposed to be infused in tampons and everything else, which is all happening.
Right.
But I did a show 2 years right before it happened, and I just remember they kept saying it was going to be legal for health benefits. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, you ever have a stoner come up to go, hey, bro. You want to get healthy? You want to get healthy? Here's your greens. I mean, who are they kidding? It's nothing healthy.
Well, Josh, we've examined the tumor, and I spoke with Dr. Johnson, and we feel that what you probably need is to fire up a couple doobies, and that'll get rid of that tumor for you.
Yeah. I'm sure there are some health benefits.
Is that tumor in Fergus?
Thank you. Nice callback.
Thank you.
Very nice callback.
That's why I'm here.
Again, but my point is, it really is every day now we have a new story about pot in
I've
something.
I've got more of them. I'm just
but
not
I, what
going
I,
there.
But in this case, what I don't get is the if it doesn't get you high, I don't understand. Why would it be in coffee? Coffee's pretty good as it is. Unless you come in here in the morning and they have the fake creamer. That'll never happen.
Oh, boy.
I heard about that.
Are you responsible for that?
I like that creamer. No, I didn't buy it, but I have it at home. You know what I've done? I've made pancakes with that creamer because I didn't have milk once, and they were really good.
Did it taste like ground-up Band-Aids?
No, they taste like they were awesome.
Okay, let's move forward. Sorry.
A career criminal with the surname Coffee was charged yesterday with throwing hot coffee on a fellow inmate at a Florida jail.
Well.
What?
Investigators allege that Andrew Coffee, spelled C-O-F-F-E-E, 53, admitted to dousing the 21-year-old victim with coffee.
Look, his name wasn't Tom Raper.
Did not. Oh, my God.
Can we do rape jokes?
No, that's the name of a car dealer.
Oh, I had seven
to
go.
It's an RV dealer.
It's an RV dealer,
right? He's an RV dealer.
I'm making that up.
Oh, yeah, I drove by it. Yeah, that's right.
Not making it up.
I saw it.
He admits to throwing the coffee, but denies punching the younger inmate in the head.
The guy's name, so the guy's
coffee
name?
Used coffee.
And they're already in prison?
Yes, they're already in prison.
Could have been. What was his first name?
Throwing the coffee, explained, was better than actually, quote, beating his ass. That's
what was
said.
The Mr. Coffee's name?
His name is
Andrew
Coffee.
Mr. Coffee.
Andrew Coffee.
Andrew Coffee.
Joe DiMaggio.
Andy Coffee.
Joe DiMaggio for Mr. Coffee.
Andrew Coffee.
Andy Coffee. Could have been worse. Could have been Andrew Shank.
Yeah, or Andrew Sodomy.
Andrew Sodomizer.
Yeah.
Fred Fire.
It's been a long week.
See why I didn't want to do any more news.
They were telling me, watch what you say. The sponsors. Don't want to piss off the sponsors. The sponsors are loving this segment.
Yeah, yeah. More Tom Reaper.
That's the guy's name.
I know.
As God is my witness.
What was his name?
His name is Tom Reaper.
No.
Yes.
He sells RVs.
He sells all.
Tom Reaper, the RV man?
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I heard of him.
So I'm just saying.
You get a bucket of chloroform with every RV.
Yeah, what do you do?
Is he here in the Midwest?
Yes.
We drove by from the airport.
Raper?
Yep.
Could we move on?
Right. Okay, sorry.
God, it got weird.
Several lanes on a highway.
I'm glad we didn't draw attention to it.
I know.
It's really better than the trouble. Other store.
You want to be talking about William Taft again?
What's the other
doing, Josh?
William Howard Taft was the greatest president of the United States.
Does anybody here have weed?
I like bacon.
Several lanes on a highway in Delaware were closed after a semi carrying thousands of pennies overturned and spilled its contents onto the road. According to WPVI,
we're on your side.
The truck was headed to the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia about 2 a.m. They were not stamped pennies. They were the pennies without the stamp on them. But it crashed Thursday into a barrier, overturned, and caught fire. Driver suffered minor injuries. Traffic was detoured to a separate road for several hours as crews attempted to clear the roadway of the pennies, gasoline, and other debris. Yeah, there were pennies everywhere.
When you say they weren't stamped, you mean they didn't have any of the...
Lincoln?
No.
There were no heads or tails?
Right. It was just
because that would
disc.
Have been a drag. Because, you know, what's the rule?
You only want to pick up the ones that are...
Heads up.
Heads up.
Heads up.
That'd take all day. I'm not picking up those tails.
But you know who showed up, don't you, Tom?
Who?
Dirty Copper.
Very silly.
Huh?
Or the guy from Big Bang. Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny. Wow. Was it near a toll booth by chance?
That's stupid.
That would define irony, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are we ruining your newscast?
No, no, not at all.
Do you have any more? I'm sure there's
what day don't we ruin her newscast?
A married couple who received a wedding gift instructing them not to open it until their first disagreement said they finally opened it 9 years later.
And inside
was a puppy.
never box up the dog.
No, never.
What is it again? Now they got married.
Kathy Gunn wrote a post on the Love What Matters Facebook group telling the story. She says she and her husband Brandon received the gift from her great aunt and uncle on their wedding day. The couple had been married for nearly half a century, 9 years. She explained the plain white box with "Do not open until your first disagreement" written on a card remained unopened despite disagreements, arguments, slam doors, being married.
They never opened the box, even though they had a bunch of arguments.
They feared if they opened the box, it would mean they'd failed or that they'd had a worse disagreement down the road. They would no longer have, quote unquote, the key to saving their marriage. So they let the box gather dust. Somehow it taught us about tolerance, understanding, compromise, and patience.
Oh, this is a happy story.
The couple recently decided to open the box and discovered inside... not a puppy.
Yeah. I have other sexual jokes I don't want to say.
Wine glasses, cash, and personal notes for each spouse.
And a 12-inch double
door. That's where I was going. That's where
Can
I was going.
Can you say double?
Never mind.
Double.
Do not open until your second pregnancy scare.
The note said...
Oh, sorry.
Is this a staircase in there? I'm sorry.
Brandon was instructed to purchase flowers and wine, while Kathy was told to buy pizza, shrimp, or something you both like, and was also instructed to get a bath ready.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, this is a long box story. Where does this box end?
Get a bath and an anvil.
There's nothing in there for the guy.
No, the guy gets bath, pizza flowers. Or shrimp.
Guys always get pizza anyway.
Hold on. So wait, that's the end of that story?
So they decided to open the box because they finally had a realization that the tools for creating and maintaining a strong, healthy marriage was never within the box. It was in
the magic was in you.
Wait a second.
All along.
Yes.
This is the footprints in the sand.
It is.
Yes.
This is the Wizard of Oz.
I'm always carrying you on my back, story.
Mm-hmm. You had courage all along, lion.
This is why I'm not married. That's sweet and nice.
Have you ever been married?
No. No desire. One day. Are you asking me?
No. I've been there way too many times.
Wait a second.
How many times?
No, it's not a personal thing. Chrissy just doesn't want to get married again.
No, never.
How many times?
Three.
Wow.
Third time was not that charm.
It wasn't a charm.
When you get that sincere of a whoa from Jamie Kennedy, that hurts.
Well, I'm 46, and I'm just learning, like, you know, maybe... let a girl leave a toothbrush. Maybe.
Yeah.
At 46. Maybe.
You know, that's a big move.
No dental floss.
It's just not always your fault, though. Let me just go on record.
Well, sure,
and say,
sure.
We'll back you up on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, very good.
Kanye West is bigger than the Pope, at least in terms of merchandise sales.
At least in terms of what Kanye West says.
And, yeah, exactly.
Is there Pope merchandise?
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You kidding?
Have you not been to the Vatican? Oh, yeah.
No, when the Pope went on tour... and they had
his merch table, man. It is hot.
It's hot.
Did you switch guitars on it?
Ruth Ann took 10%.
TMZ learned that West,
the owner of Madison Square Garden, took 10% of the Pope's merch.
Madison Square Garden. He had a show Monday night.
It was Madison Square Garden.
Yes, he sold $780,000 worth in merchandise. The record was previously set by the Pope. When he was at Madison Square Garden, and he earned $540,000 in sales a year ago.
Isn't Kanye's, aren't his shirts like $500? And
he sold
$780,000.
Wow.
I went to the Kanye West show. I did not buy any merch.
You know what that is, though? He's doing the fashion thing.
Yeah.
So he's kind of got an upsell there.
Yeah, but...
He told me, not that I know him, but I did an episode of Cleveland, and he did the episode, and I said... how much are your sneakers? And he was like, $1,000. I was like, well, who's going to buy them? He's like, I don't want people to buy them if they don't have the $1,000.
Yeah. He doesn't.
If you don't have $1,000, you ain't buying them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's...
meaning he wanted that high-end crew.
Right.
Right.
It seems to be working.
It's a status thing.
$780.
Yeah.
I don't have to sling jokes.
Yeah, why?
You just sell the merch.
I have no money.
Well, you'd be happy with 780.
I think you guys should design your own comic line of fashion. That's what you need to do.
I think the Pope should have sex with a black man. And then
my God.
Somebody
Hi, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, bless you, boys. This is the Pope.
Hey, your Pope. Hey, listen, your Pope. I got some bad news for you. You had the record at Madison Square Garden for merch sales.
I just heard about that. Somebody sent me a note, and somebody named Connie. Connie broke my record.
Kanye. Apparently, he has $700,000
shoes. $700,000. Does he?
Yeah, so I didn't see the figures, but he actually sold more merchandise than you did for his night there.
Well, maybe he's got a better marketing people than I do. I didn't do so good. Selling those big Pope hats was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not
practical.
I'm going to go on a limb here. I don't think this is the Pope.
Everybody trying to wear the hat there. Take the hat off and sit down.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to report that, apparently. Now, do you have sweatpants or anything you sell? Because doesn't he have, like, sweatsuits?
You want
to
buy my sweatpants?
Aren't his sweatsuits $1,000?
Yeah, he's got an amazing line of Adidas wear, I believe. Doesn't he have Adidas?
He's selling his sweatpants?
Yeah.
Doesn't this guy have enough money already? He's got to sell his sweatpants? Maybe we should start a fundraiser or something.
And now, do you wear boxers or briefs underneath the vestments that you wear?
Oh, Tom, you dirty little monkey, you. You know I go commando under the hat.
Is that right?
Oh, that's too much information.
Well, in the summertime. You got to do it in the summertime.
You got to get a little air.
Like the incense.
Well, thanks, your Pope.
I heard somebody say that a Ruth Anna took a 10%. She got me 20%. Total ball buster.
Wow. That's